This is Dr. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on John Martin. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma FNP on 7/27/22. Mr. Martin performed pre-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the only bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. New paragraph, compared to a prior study data 1/18/22, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph, impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Aubrey Posey. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 7/27/22. Posey performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted. Period of paragraph impression normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Elsa Mandy. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 7/27/22, Mrs. Mandy performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%. After walking 310 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 89%. Period, new paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Mary Harrison. This goes to Natalie Yount, Y-O-U-N-T, comma FNP, on 7/27/22. Mrs. Harrison performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%. Period. After walking 317 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%. Period. New paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 7/27/22, Mrs. Willis performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/22, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Shaw. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/27/22, Mr. Shaw performed a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/22/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.